What number?
119.
Sounds good.
Why do you say that?
No.
Just checking? You're just checking?
Go ahead.
How about, did
I'll
I...
Keep,
you,
I'll keep this did all... I turn save on it the... For the... Save it for the air.
Okay.
Save it for the air.
Let's just...
It's all gold.
No, it's not. Rolled gold. Rolled doll. Dollhouse. Stop it, Dave.
Dolly Madison.
Stop.
Salvador Dali.
Stop. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sneaky Dragon. My name is David Dedrick.
And I'm Ian Boothby, and I'm doing the show under protest.
You're doing it under protest?
Dave, here's the thing. Okay. Last week's show, as you know...
Sucked.
Well, didn't... No.
No, the show was good.
The show was good, but the record button was not hit. Let's just say that's a mistake. It could happen.
It could happen to anyone.
Now, let me direct...
Particularly
you,
me.
No. Let me direct you to previous episode where...
Yeah.
You said the name of the number of the show incorrectly,
yes,
thereby taking the hosting duties away from me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So finally, like basically you did the host, you hosted twice in a row,
yeah,
is what I'm saying.
It was a birthday thing.
Yeah, you hosted twice. No, it wasn't. It was toasted twice in a row, which mm-hmm. is unprecedented. And then
yeah.
it was my turn mm-hmm. as it was more than my turn.
It was more than your turn. Yeah.
Well, it's my turn to do the show. And then you don't hit record. Now, I'm suspecting sabotage.
Some passive-aggressive behavior
little bit,
over here?
A yeah. little bit. Now, I was initially thinking, why would Dave be doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, you know what Dave's doing? Because the rest of the shows, if you listen to, sharp as tacks. Like, nothing has gone wrong so far.
Uh-huh.
And like any of the other shows.
I didn't they never are forget perfect. To record.
If you look at our if you look at our iTunes ratings,
yeah.
they've added an extra star.
Oh, is that right?
Just for us.
We have 11.
It's perfect.
Or is it 6?
It's 6.
Okay.
So the stars of the beast. We've got the yes. same amount. stars of the beast. Now, yes, now here's what I'm suspecting, mm-hmm. Dave.
Okay.
You've got a prettier podcast on the side that you're more interested in now.
Maybe.
And now maybe it's called Completely Beatles. Okay. Maybe all of a sudden, you know, you start seeing this podcast and it's really taken off and it's really hot.
Yeah.
And now, you know, me. The old gray mare at home doesn't seem as good. You
well,
know,
you what ain't what you used to be.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so now it's like, you know, so you don't want to break up this podcast because you're like, oh, no.
Let's not get carried away.
That's not good. That's not crazy. I don't know how this other one's going to last.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but you seem to be subtly sabotaging it.
Yeah.
Like little passive aggressive things
that's
throwing
right.
it off. And so I don't even think this one's being recorded.
I forgot to go to dinner. I said I was going to be there and I didn't show up. I just forgot about it. Sorry, mm-hmm. man.
Exactly.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. You've got a dinner podcast
yeah.
that you do where you just talk about dinners you've had.
Yeah.
So
Dinner with Dave.
I'm just saying that I think that this show should go through some counseling.
Actually, it's called Davy Boat, my dining show.
Oh, because of gravy boats?
Yeah.
Which are so popular now? All the kids today have gravy boats. They completely know. First of all,
great pun.
Because Davy Boat sounds like gravy boat.
It's fun.
It's fantastic. And no one can argue with that. And then two,
yeah.
the audience, you know, your you know, our youth audience, they you know our audience uh-huh. and they're fairly young. We've had
but
some
hip. And I think they're hip enough to know what gravy boats
oh,
are.
No, I think they're squares. I think they're huge squares.
Who's sabotaging the show now?
Anytime I see
Mister?
Anyone who listens to the show, I want to yeah. scream, nerd!
And, I don't.
I don't? Okay.
No. I want to say, good for you, jock-like young man, for listening to our show.
Oh, yeah. People
continue
listen to
with
the show
your beer
doing
bombs
push-ups.
And, yeah, totally. Yeah.
And your hazings.
Yeah, and hazings. Yeah, that's right. Well, forcing other people to have sex with a goat, they're listening to the podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
Dave,
now you went to university.
I went to university.
And I didn't.
Yeah.
I went to community college, so
sure.
we couldn't afford a goat.
Yeah. Well, the one I went to was different. The goat did us. It was a totally different thing.
You know, Canada mm-hmm. is a nanny state. Anyway, Dave just came back from a concert with a former guest of the show.
Former friend of the show, David M.
All right. And how was said concert?
Oh, it was really good, actually. Really good. It was it was his final show.
Ever.
His final show. That,
afterwards,
that
he just walked into traffic.
Well, actually,
and let things happen.
He did a farewell performance, and then he left the stage, and then he returned 15 minutes later for his comeback. And then he did a comeback show.
Okay.
So yeah, it was pretty good.
First person that ever did that, I think, was Shane.
Shane
from the movie. End of the movie, Shane. Come back, Shane.
Okay.
Shane, come back. Come back, Shane.
Everyone, you know what a gravy boat is, but you have no idea who Shane is, right? Mm-hmm. I'm getting dissed because I'm getting dissed for my use of a gravy boat, but it's okay to bring up Shane, a movie from 1954 starring Alan Ladd.
Notice that Dave knew the
and Gene Arthur.
Notice that Dave knew the cast.
Directed by George Stevens.
Notice that he knew the director. Notice he knew the year. So again, when you point one finger at me, four are pointed back at you. All right. So the concert went well, and the comeback. What did you prefer, the concert or the comeback more?
I actually liked the concert more. I thought the comeback was a little cover heavy, and I was going to comment on that, but I didn't.
Okay. And your normal commenting is boo,
boo. Get off the stage.
Now, you weren't in this show. You've been in David
Andrews. I was in the show.
You were in this show.
I read a poem. I didn't know I was going to do that. I just showed up, and then he's like, here, read this Leonard Nimoy poem. So I had to read a Leonard Nimoy poem. It went pretty well, I think. I have a lot of experience reading now because I do like the lectionary in church where you do the readings. And so I've gotten used to reading very complicated, repeaty things, you know, that use the same words a lot, line by line.
A lot of begats.
But not as begats, but a lot of, like, if you're trying to read Paul, it's basically like tongue twisters. That was his thing. Like, you know, he said, I think it was partly to communicate with the other churches,
right,
and partly to completely baffle the messenger they sent with a letter who had to try and say all these things.
Right. And back then, pickled peppers were the only way to yeah, safely transport peppers. And you'd have to
take pecks. You had to. You put them in a peck. You put your pickled peppers in a peck.
Right.
And then you put the peck in your pack. And then you pack that to wherever.
Well, because if you don't pickle them, well, then the six sheep can get very sick because they eat a lot of the pickled peppers.
Well, when you take
But do not sell the seashore cells by the seashore because that is seafood and we do not eat that.
We don't do that. So when you take your pack with the peck of the pickled peppers to the Philippians, you know, then everything's fine.
All right.
Well, with the letter, the epistle from Paul. Because you have your peck.
Wait, the epistle? Pepper,
with an epistle going to the Philippians,
Do you use a pestle with epistle?
You use pestle with epistle. Moses supposes. The roses, chronoses.
There we go. Come on, you all know your Bible. You know what? I'm not really one for church, but it sounds delightful, the church you go to.
It's a lot of fun.
The Fox and Socks church.
Our Savior, Fox and Socks. Fox and Soxadelphian. Speaking of churches.
I'll turn to the Tweedle-Beetle battle. And what do we learn from this?
In a battle with a bottle.
That's right.
In a bottle.
But oddly enough, your church does like green eggs and ham.
Chicks and bricks, sir.
You're absolutely fine with ham.
Clocks and blocks. Speaking of churches, I'm sick
Their
of
them. Their chicken
I'm
is
sick
terrible.
Of them. I'm sick of churches.
Wait, okay. Now, this is odd. You're a church-going man.
I'm a church-going man. But what I'm, you know, I feel like there's enough of them. You ever felt that way? Like, what do we need more?
You know what? Every church I've ever been to seemed to have just enough people in it. There was never a lineup outside going, come on! I want to be saved here!
Just not enough people in it. But yeah, like, because just today I actually tweeted about this. I Facebooked about it in outrage.
I Instagrammed
about it. I put it on my Tumblr.
You put it on your Grindr.
I put it on Grindr. Yes, I put it on Grindr. Rated some people hot and then also mentioned that there's too many churches and not enough old-fashioned movie theaters. There's a great old movie theater in Cloverdale, a city near where I live. And they have a beautiful old movie theater. It was built in 1947. It was actually built by the community. It was built by community bond. People contributed money because they wanted a movie theater because they were sick of going to the dances every Saturday. They wanted to also have a movie, I guess. So, you know, everyone chipped in, built a movie theater. Mm-hmm. It's been there from 1947. I think it closed sometime in the 80s, but it reopened in the 90s.
What was it during the time it closed? It was just
I believe it was like a bingo hall or something like that.
Okay. Kind
of, yeah. And so then they reopened it as a movie theater again. And I used to go... I mean, I saw Star Wars, the second time I saw Star Wars, I saw it in the theater. I saw it near the end of its run, because in those days, you know, everything kind of moved in a concentric circle away from the major city out into the outlying areas.
And then to the sea.
Because the prince would, you know, the princes would go with the, you know, where the doves, no, the prince would.
It was so close to a prince joke. There's Don't so keep many. Going. I know you're going to get it.
No, no, no.
You know There's enough some... prince albums that you can get this one. Come
Listen.
On.
Listen.
Oh.
When the prince,
joke formerly known as funny.
Because, you know, there's a limited amount of prints. So not every theater had, you know, in those days, they ended up sending a DVD to the theater. They sent like actual big boxes with the movies. And so those big boxes would move out into the outlying areas. And so, you know, I saw Star Wars open the opening week. I saw it in 1977. A year later, in 1978, in November, I saw it as it finished its run way out in the boonies. And but also we would go there. It became a repertory theater, I guess you call it, where I would just play like a couple of movies that were like left the theaters but weren't hadn't hit video yet. And so you got that magic time where you could go see a great movie or a horrible movie. For instance, I saw Sliver there, the Sharon Stone masterpiece, and also Toys, another masterpiece of, boy, I'm sure glad I spent my $5 for those films.
Now, Toys was the Robin Williams
That's one. Yeah, the now, Barry
Sliver,
Levinson.
Was Sliver the one where she can see all the little TVs?
Yeah.
She can see into everyone's apartment?
Well, she does. I think she realizes that
someone's watching.
Yeah, because there's that famous
scene. As Rockwell scene, says, someone's watching him.
Somebody's watching you, yeah.
Yeah.
And who are you going to call? Prince. And so
I think you're confusing movies.
Maybe I'm getting mixed up. I don't know. It's the whole 80s. Well, I said,
if you remember the 80s, you weren't there
exactly,
right?
I said that today.
Did you?
Yeah,
that's nice.
Funny.
Did you do your gravy boat joke earlier to warm that one up as well?
I warmed up the gravy in the gravy boat.
Yeah, you said to your girls, gather around, here's a couple of bits that you got your index cards, just running the bits for the show. Okay, so what I'm gonna say. So those prints, how about the prints, like as then the guy prints, and they spread out, Purple Rain, anything? No. Okay. What do you got here? Gravy boats. What's funny about gravy boats? Why are there no other, there's no gravy trains. Oh, fuck, there are gravy trains. How do you know?
I believe you mean Davy trains.
Okay. Anyway, girls, where are you going? School. All right.
At four? Four in the afternoon? What the hell? Yeah, so I just feel like, so this place has been sold to a church. So this old movie theater, beautiful movie theater, and you've seen it. You don't know you've seen it, but it was the main street of Smallville was Cloverdale. And actually, the outside of the theater was remodeled for the show. So they actually paid.
Dave, I think I'm in that theater in a movie.
Oh.
I don't want to brag.
You don't want to boast.
But I'm in that
theater
in a movie.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, like, wait a second, that's a movie theater. You mean you went to watch it? No, sir.
No.
There's a movie called The Cutting Edge.
Okay.
And it was a love skate story.
Anything to do with Sliver? Oh, The Cutting Edge.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, with the guy and the girl, Moira, something
like
that.
Yeah, and D.B. Sweeney.
Yeah, D.B. Sweeney, that's right. Yeah,
and he's a hockey player, and
she's
and
a figure
skater. Yelling toe pick at him all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, they go to a movie, and it's...
he had that big afro.
they go to a movie, and I'm sitting in there.
Oh.
And I'm a little punked up.
Yeah.
You know, and they're having the romantic
scene. This is the
Quincy
episode of...
Though I've watched the movie since, and I can't spot myself, but I was there as an extra in the movie at the Clover Theater, so I have been there.
Oh, okay. So you've been to the theater?
Yes, I have.
You didn't watch a... Did you really watch a movie, or did you just pretend to watch a movie?
No, when people watch movies in movies, they don't really watch movies, because that would take too long.
I guess that would be terrible.
You'd have to... Every take would be 2 hours long.
Can we finish watching the movie?
Why is it The Godfather? And cut. Okay, we're going to have to do this again. Here we go.
Well, what do you care? You're getting paid.
Not much. Extra wages.
So I just feel like, you know, how many churches do we need, really? Like, all over the place,
well,
churches.
Well, now
no.
What? Okay. Is it because churches have money and movies don't?
Well, I think it's because, yeah. It's because churches have money and old movie theaters that aren't playing, you know... I mean, movie theaters are struggling anyway.
Right.
And so unless you're like a multiplex,
okay,
well, a little mom and pop place.
Here's my problem with that. Like, there's a theater that I used to be part of, a live theater in town.
Yeah.
And they bought a space and they can't really super afford it. So they went, government, please give us some money. And the government gave them money. Too much money, I think. Okay. But anyway, but on Sunday.
Because the theater director is driving around in a yacht.
Not a million miles away from that. did rub his face. Rub our faces in the car, kind of. Anyway, on Sundays, they have church there.
Mm.
So Sunday mornings, basically.
Yeah.
So I was doing a show there once where it was like a horror show, and I had to clear out all the horror stuff because you can't have skulls and pentagrams when it's time for church. But yeah, they got church going on there. So why?
Depends what church.
My question is, now church doesn't happen all the time. Like, why does church need the theater in the evenings? Like, hey, could just show some movies then. And what's wrong with movie theater seats for church?
Yeah.
Like, I see all those Sunday morning shows, and it's the mega churches, and they're not sitting in pews. They're sitting in, like, seats, like theaters.
Yeah.
You know, Billy Graham comes to town. They don't, like, tear out all the seats at GM Place and put in pews.
Yeah.
So what's the beef? It seems like you can completely share those two things. Now everybody's happy. Am I incorrect?
Well, I don't know. And I mean...
What church is it, by the way?
I have no idea. It was just at church.
Okay. Could be snake handlers.
I mean, they don't want their snakes accidentally biting someone if they get escape and are running around in the theater. Not that snakes run around necessarily, but...
No, they don't have legs. They used to before they did what they did in the Garden of Eden.
Before they did what they did in the Garden of Eden. before they were cursed to crawl on their belly. Well, but we kick our heel or prick our heel or we do something with our heel to their toe, or I can't remember what it was. Some weird sentence that makes no sense.
Oh, okay.
Do you know that?
I think there was something about toe pick. Are you thinking of the cutting edge?
I'm thinking of the cutting edge.
Yeah, you're always confusing the Bible with the cutting edge.
Because of his afro in the movie. Yeah, and I don't know, like, because it's a sort of like a, you know, like we have the Vancouver Playhouse here in town for years and years was a movie theater.
Now gone?
Now it's a church.
Wait, you mean it was a theater?
Yeah.
Not a movie
theater. Oh, you say movie theater? I meant theater, sorry. Yes. Dramatic theater. It's now gone. It's a church.
Right.
We had the Ford Center of the Performing Arts, mm-hmm. which was once a Ford Center of the Performing Arts. It is now the Ford Center of the Performing Church. We had the Clova Movie Theater out in Cloverdale. It is now a church. It just seems like, now, why are all these spaces that can't survive? Because everyone's sitting at home watching stuff on their computer, I guess, so they can't survive. The only thing that no one can download anymore are sermons, I suppose. I don't know.
Well, that's what I don't understand. Yeah. It seems like that could easily be on also, the computer as well.
Yeah, we could be pirating people's sermons, and I don't have to go to church. I can just get them on Pirate Bay.
Again, I don't understand why. You see, to me, the whole thing about, you know, in the church is like, hey, what would Jesus do? Probably Jesus would say, hey, why don't you share the space? Jesus wouldn't go, it's all mine. Yeah. This is all mine. No.
Well, they want to remodel it in their own image. They don't want to have a popcorn, you know, stand.
Because, you know, that's what Jesus cared about was image. He went like, fancy this up. Look, let's get some all nicey nice. Yeah. No, he didn't care. It wasn't about that. It was about community. It was about teaching lessons. Like to me, the easy solution for all of these things is church in the morning, plays in the evening. Church in the morning, movies in the evening. Because you're not going to evening mass for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you might have like some choir recitals and whatever, but yeah, there's space for that. Just go and do that kind of stuff. I don't get that at all.
And I don't understand. I used to think that churches didn't pay taxes, but I know that they do.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a surprise to me.
They pay property tax and other things like that. Yeah, like I
know
that
they get some major tax breaks, though.
They might
get
a break on their property taxes. I don't know.
Is there a difference between tax? Okay, you probably won't know this, but maybe someone out there does. Is there a difference in tax breaks between?
I'm talking in Canada.
That's what I mean. In the States, and
I don't know that. I'm not an expert on tax law, despite the fact that I'm wearing a T-shirt that says "Expert on Tax Law."
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually kind of a double entendre.
Okay, explain.
Is this a sexual reference?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
I saw a guy flirting with his girlfriend over at the Tim Hortons today.
Yeah.
He's making a lot of double-double entendres.
Is that right? Huh?
I worked that one out in front of my cats earlier.
Did they
laugh? Okay, guys, I'm going to work some stuff out. So, all right, movie theaters and churches. Churches, anything? You guys got anything on that? That's an old bit. No one knows that. They don't know churches, chicken. Jokes. What are you talking about?
You know what I say to churches moving into movie theaters? Pew. There you go. That's your old joke for you.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, you're kidding.
No, I will agree with you on that. I don't understand.
Please send checks.
Like when I went up north, I did a lot of touring up north. And in northern BC, you sometimes see movie theaters that will only show religious films. And there's a lot of those. There's a lot of religious movies.
You'd be
out
surprised
there.
At how many religious films there are out there.
You would be.
I would be surprised.
I was surprised that I was watching them and didn't know, because the posters don't lead you to believe that. Yeah. It's just like, you know, he's the coach that leads the not hockey team. He's the coach that leads the football team to victory.
Football is more Christian than hockey. And there's little
hints, because you're seeing like a sunrise behind. Like if you're really looking, you get it. Or if you'll read the fine print, but you're like, look, I'm in the small town. I just want some popcorn. I'm going to go see the, oh no, he's fighting with his wife in a non-sweary way.
Oh no.
No, the kid's sassing him, but in a way that's like so nothing.
Yeah.
You know, oh no, here it comes. And oh no.
Yes, wholesomeness is tiresome.
Yeah, he's going out for a drive. What's he going to do? He's a little mad. He's not drunk. He's just a little mad. Oh, he went into a tree. Oh no. Oh, well, I wonder if that physiotherapist will lead him towards both Jesus and towards repairing that leg.
Physiotherapist. That reminds me actually of something that did play at the Clova in the old days, which is, remember when they used to have those films that would go around like Discovering Noah's Ark or Finding Noah's Ark, or whatever.
The truth.
The Shroud of Turin, you know, and then they would like come to towns, rent out a place, you know, do these big advertising campaigns to get all the lunatics out, and then everyone would go to these films. And I don't know.
Wouldn't it be hilarious, though, if this was the case? It was like, is Noah's Ark real? All these posters, and then just a guy comes out, nope. Just like leaves. And then the lights
Everyone's
come on. Everyone has to.
What did he say?
Yeah, he said no. The truth about it. That wasn't, no, it wasn't real.
No, this is what happened. He comes out and he says no, and there's a person in the audience that goes, ah! So.
Okay. That's almost an electric company thing. No. Ah! Huh? Everyone out there get that? You have to really be the right age for that. Oh, Dave's got the music, and hopefully it's not still copyrighted.
It. Just all right. A comment on my own jokes.
Guys, I'm gonna let you in on a secret.
Oh, first, it's a secret.
And the secret is...
No, don't give away secrets.
And the secret is that I am really tired.
You always say that.
No, I am. I am on nights that we do two podcasts.
Yeah.
Because we do Completely Beatles before this one. Mm-hmm. And it's basically like taking a test where there's it's all oral exam. You've done all your research and you've written all your notes. And then we both have to present this oral exam.
It's a lot of
work.
And
it goes and it goes and it goes and mm-hmm. it goes. And by the end of it, you're just, and it's like, well, time to do our regular podcast. Say wah. And we don't do say wah. That's a different podcast. If you look, I am on one of the episodes of Say Wah.
Good for you. I think I heard it.
And you go, fuck me. And I am on Fuck Me, which is another podcast
yeah.
that I was on as well.
Yeah.
And anyway, so.
My favorite podcast, Stop Fucking Yourself.
What?
It's a good podcast. I'm an expert in tax law.
You're taxing my patience. And I didn't get much sleep last night as well. So combine all those things together, and I'm a little bit giddy. I'm a little bit off my game, yeah. And I apologize for that.
I accept your apology.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Now, Dave, mm-hmm. I'd like to complain about a TV show to you.
You want to complain about a TV show to me? Well, let me put aside the issue of movie theaters disappearing.
Oh, have we not covered that completely?
No, I think we squeezed everything we can get out of that.
Well, let me just ask one question about that. Why, it feels like the Clova to me would not have super high rent. What's the problem?
I think the owner is very, very old, and I think she just wanted to
go to heaven,
move on with her life
to heaven.
I think that's right. She's deeded the church to this, deeded the theater to this church.
Okay.
In some sort of, when priests would, in the old days, in the Middle Ages, when priests would go and gilt out some dying, baron or something and get a bunch of land out of them.
Are they going to say bear?
Yeah, bear.
Guilt out a bear. You
go, guilt out a bear. You've been laying around all winter.
And get some honey off him.
You need to pay some penance from the form of honey.
Okay, I will. Hey, don't be fooled by that. Don't be fooled by that religious nonsense, boo-boo.
But I have faith, Yogi, and I want some place to put it.
Oh, don't ask if they ask for too much money, boo. Okay, oh my God.
So, this television show that you're so all upset about.
No.
It's not True Detective, is it?
No, it's not True Detective. Okay. Oh, what'd you think of the ending without
loved
spoiling it?
Loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I liked it too. Some people complained, and I disagreed.
I said, what the hell? What did I know, they want?
There was someone who was complaining online, who's a friend of mine, and was going like, oh, it set all this stuff up and then it didn't pay it off. All these, what's his tie color mean and what's this and whatever. And then, and they were saying, it's not Twin Peaks back in the day. And I thought, no, Twin Peaks paid nothing off. If you look at the end of Twin Peaks, you're like, I am right back where I started, Jack. Yeah. I have no idea. I'm what beyond happened? Knowing.
What's the Red Lodge? Where did he end up?
I know. I know you can turn a lady into a dresser. I know that much. Sometimes that happens, but I got no other clue of what the deal is with this guy, the gal in the log. And
they don't remember the real Twin Peaks like we do.
No, they don't remember.
They don't remember how long it felt watching those shows in between the great shows.
And here's the thing, too. Did you enjoy the process of week to week?
Well, the thing is,
of course you did. So there you go. You're welcome.
It's worse than that, though. It's like they didn't even explain the color of the tie and stuff like that. No. Because that's you.
Yeah.
You brought that meaning to it.
It was so rich that you threw more stuff into it.
Yeah, you brought all this meaning to it.
Yeah, you had fun with it.
But it had so many great parts. I mean, one is I think we both agreed it's a character piece.
Yeah.
It was both them, their journey. And that was fantastic. The ending was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And the fact that both characters experienced something and it makes them bet different, and that's what it should be. That was great. I really enjoyed it. It was one of the few episodes of a show like that ending where I wasn't disappointed. And I didn't feel like it was that it cheated me or it gypped me or anything. I felt like it really paid itself off.
Yeah.
And it was creepy and scary and it worked,
Yeah. It's the last episode. Maybe some stuff's going to go down. Maybe they will. Maybe, I don't know. Both of these are actors that are quite famous. They might both want to off the show. Maybe they only got them for one season, man. I mean, I don't know. That guy just won an Academy Award, Jack. He doesn't need this. I'm like, and without any spoilers, go take a look.
Yeah.
I'm going to check out this Banshee show that you recommended to me.
Good.
Because I can binge watch that as well. Mm. So I'm going to go take a look at that and see how it goes. Now, here's the show that you and I seem to enjoy, But some people like slamming this show.
It's going off the rails for you, or you enjoy it still?
You know what? It has a little bit.
Okay.
Which is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., okay.
Now, have you watched the last two episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yep.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. It went off the air, and it's come back, and I like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And one of the things I like about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is it's generally good guys trying to do good things as best they can.
Yeah.
In the last, second to last episode, they killed a couple of people. And they seem to kind of blow that off, like that they went to they needed to get some medicine.
Yeah.
They went to a government, not official government, but you know, Blackwater type situation, and broke in, and two guards are guarding the thing, and they end up killing them. One accidentally, and one, you know, but they're in a gunfight with the guys.
Yeah.
This could happen. There's no plan to like save these guys' lives. You know, it's just there you go. It's we got to save one of ours, so we're going to kill two of yours. And they do, and there seems to be no consequence to that.
Well, but I mean, they do try to communicate with them. They don't just run in there guns
right.
a-blazing.
Here's what they do. This is your top secret.
Yeah.
No one should know about this.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10 clearance facility.
Yeah.
And they go, could you let us in? Someone's sick. You don't let someone in your house with that. You yeah. don't like, it was an accident. Could you open the door? Who are you? Could I see some ID? Yeah, it's just because someone's here. Anyway, and then bust in, and then you kill the people in there. And yeah. they're just working for they're working for, you know.
The weekend.
Yeah, they are. They're the two yeah. members of Loverboy were in there.
That's right.
Mike Reno yeah. and Mike Reno's friend, Steve Reno.
Steve.
Who has his same name as him.
But they weren't actually related. Absolutely. That was the weirdest thing about Loverboy.
So that was a little bit weird. Okay, yeah. but this episode.
I thought you were going to mention the other member of the band, Boy Lover. This was a weird. Just weird that his name was that, and then the band
yeah,
was
Loverboy.
Yeah,
the original title of the band was Boy Lover. Then Nambla went, hey! And they went, all right, we're Loverboy. And you know what? That's fame right. followed them.
Yes.
And where's Nambla now?
Yeah, where are they?
Where are they now?
I don't know.
I really need to know. Legally, we have to know where they are at all points.
That's what I'm saying. They should be telling you.
They should be knocking at your door. Don't
you,
open the door.
We're in town.
But let them tell you that they're living in the area.
Yeah.
Okay. So this week's episode... was the, hey, we're kind of bringing the you know, a famous person from a movie into it. So they bring in yeah. the Sif and from Thor.
Yeah.
Okay. Both words sound funny to say.
Well, it's
Sif from Thor.
I just want to go back a little bit.
Please, Dave.
I saw The Dark World.
You saw Thor 2?
The Dark World.
Yes.
I thought it was okay. It was
you didn't
so,
think
so.
The ending was exciting with all the portals and whatnot and things flying into this
okay.
and through that and
fun.
Birds go through this and this comes out
sure.
of that.
But what I most enjoyed about it was the absolute confusion of not knowing who anyone was. Because they just bring back all these characters that you saw in the movie. I did see Thor, you know, when it came, not when it came about. I saw it on home video way back when. I don't remember these guys. Like, give me, throw
you
me
don't
a bone.
Remember Hogan and...
No. Dilroy and...
Venezuela?
Venezuela.
Mike Reno?
Classic character in Boy Lover.
That's
right. I don't remember those characters at
all. Olive Trooper was
in
there
fact,
on Valhalla.
I was watching an Honest Trailer. Do you enjoy Honest Trailers?
I do enjoy Honest Trailers,
and
yes.
I watched the one for Dark World, and they mentioned the fact that that one of the actors was changed, and no
out.
One noticed.
The guy from Chuck, yeah.
Because you don't notice.
It's just a bearded guy. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I got you. There's Hogan the Grim. I don't know. He didn't seem that grim. He seemed to be smiling a lot. Anyway, the only woman that fights is Sif. So she's there. So you
okay.
sort of remember her because like, hey, that's that the lady who
she wears
fights.
The armor.
There, she's the lady with the armor. I like her.
Yeah.
All right. So now here's the thing. Let me ask you something about that. Did they explain in any way why now we can go to Earth? Like, because the whole thing in the last one was, well, you broke the bridge. No way down now. And then in Avengers, it's, it took a lot of dark energy to get you here. It was really, really
okay.
tough. And then, but then you can bring Loki and him back. No problem. We got the quick way up.
Yeah.
And like, but I assume the Tesseract helps with that. I don't know. Anyway, and now it seems like
I have no
anyone goes up, anyone comes down.
Yeah.
It's just that we fix the escalator. Everything's cool.
They have the glass elevator.
Yeah. So Charlie comes down.
Yeah. They have Willy Wonka's glass elevator.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's
the
now,
next film,
Dave,
the Avengers.
It's now Charlie's.
Oh, okay.
Remember? Willy Wonka gave it to Charlie. So now it's Charlie's.
Yeah. Well, the next one is Adventures. It's going to be Attack of the Knids. That'll be the next Avengers 2 film.
Okay. You got to tell me what that is. Give me that reference.
The Knids?
Yes, please.
That's in the Great Glass Elevator. Those are the creatures that attack them.
Oh, in the book? The
in
Great
book,
Charlie
yeah,
and the
Great
glass elevator?
Yeah,
very
yeah,
nice.
Knids.
Okay. So
the pernicious Knids.
Wow, okay.
For people who want some deep cuts for Roald Dahl there.
Wow, nice. Don't know what's wrong with these Knids today. There's a deep cut from Bye Bye Birdie. Paul Lynn, everybody. Okay, So Sif comes down, and mm-hmm. we need someone to fight Sif, because we can't just have Sif here, because Sif will just beat everyone up, because yeah. Sif's super strong.
Yeah.
So we got Lorelei. Who's that, we yeah, say?
We don't know.
Don't know.
She just showed
even
up.
People who are comics fans go, huh? It's like she's the sister of kind of famous character that fights Thor. Anyway, Lorelei's Lelei, whatever Lorelei. You want to say.
Yeah.
Her power is she'll hit
Wagnerian opera.
There you go. Yeah. She does a ring cycle, and it takes three freaking days. Yeah. Sorry. It's that time of the month for her. What? You know, she's got a ring cycle. Well, that's 3 days. Anyway, that's something. I really don't know. Folks, I'm so tired. I ran it in front of the cats. They went, I don't know, give it a shot on there. I don't give a damn.
It's okay. I accept your apology.
Okay. So Lorelei comes down, and her deal is she hypnotizes guys.
Mm.
So she, with love, like with she's...
Power of her voice.
Power
and
of,
touch.
Or if the guy is not...
Strong-willed.
Strong-willed. Little touch.
I'd fall like a. I'd just fall over right away.
Yeah, there you
I'd go. Fall like a broom.
So you know, first thing is we're gonna do this to a biker. Because who cares if you're gonna kill someone in a movie? You kill a biker.
First guy was that poor guy who was the newlywed.
True. That was sad. That's a carryover from the previous episode.
But he gets the bad stuff happening.
And we get him out of the way right away. But he doesn't does he get killed? Well, he might have
gotten
killed.
He gets thrown about 40 feet.
It's tough in these things. Basically, in all of these shows, everyone gets thrown across a room. As long as you hit something with your back, you're fine. You walk it off.
And it's glass. You're all right?
You're pretty much okay. Yeah. You'll hit a bookshelf. It'll fall on you, but you'll be okay. We'll see you in the next episode. So she's goes up to a bike. Because who cares about bikers?
Yeah.
If we learn something in Terminator 2, who cares?
Yeah.
It's fine. So it moves on.
They're like Nazis.
There you are.
Yeah.
Now,
disposable people.
To later on in the episode, she does her powers on Ward, who's like kind of the straight-laced Captain America kind of guy.
Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. He's the good guy. He's the pure heart guy. He's this kind of stuff. And she uses her powers on him. But then, and so he's lost his mind. He turns on his friends.
Yeah.
And then she sleeps with him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we go through more stuff. Anyway, he gets he gets back to normal.
Yeah.
And people are mad at him for truths that were revealed when he was under the influence of this.
Yeah.
And no one seems to care that he was raped. Like, he was out and out.
Yeah.
Completely, 100% raped.
Oh, not if it's a girl with a guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Don't you know that? Don't you know that old saw?
Yeah, that old saw.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's a Joss Whedon show.
Mm.
Joss knows better than that.
Yeah.
The people working with Joss know better than that. And this show should know better than that. It's the kind of thing that you shouldn't just throw out there without... And hopefully they'll pay off.
I'm going to say, give it time. Let's
give it time. But here's the thing.
Let's not throw the baby into the bathwater.
But here's something that doesn't jibe. Like, there might be payoff later for that. But what doesn't jibe is...
That white guy, he has no jive in him.
There you are. Did you try that one in front of the girls?
I did. It didn't work out that either.
No, it's okay. We should
I accept your apology.
Thank you. It felt like the characters knew generally what happened and did not care. Did not care. Kind of blamed him for things he said and things he did while this happened, when clearly he's under the influence of that. Now, if in future episodes they deal with this, you know, that's fine. But like, again, I hate having to do the flippity flip. But if it was Loki that came down with his mind control powers and took one of the female leads and slept with them, then completely this would be, you know, rape. And it's exactly the same thing. So it just felt like they made it too light and good-natured, you know, and didn't earn that kind of thing. And so the show, to me, feels like in the last two episodes, it's gotten dark and cheap in a way that, you know, it wasn't before.
Yeah. Before, the earlier ones, I compared to The Bionic Man. I said these shows remind me of The $6 Million Man. Like, and I meant it in a good way. They remind me of that kind of innocent, fun element of those shows that I remember. It's been a while since I saw those shows, to be honest, but... since I was grade four. But, and you know, it's still...
We should watch the Bigfoot one sometime.
We should watch the Venus probe. Or is it the Mars probe?
Is that what the Bigfoot does to him?
No, remember... it's what it's called. It's a yoga maneuver. So...
Did you see what he did? I saw nothing. I tried to take a picture. It was blurry. I'm sorry, there's no proof.
It's Bigfoot. Bigfoot.
Yeah, I know. You know where you're going to go. It's okay. Sorry, I got it.
Sorry. So... but just that show had that kind of innocent fun element to it, that it wasn't all serious. And I mean, I was a big Buffy fan, but I always will say that for me, Buffy ended after season four, after the glory season.
Okay.
To me, that was the best of the show. And after that, there were some good episodes.
I can't remember what happened after that. She died and came back?
She died and came back. Yeah, they brought her back. And I mean, it had some okay episodes. It had the singing one, and those were okay. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed those episodes. But I just felt like the show kind of lost its kind of sense of purpose or something, you know what right. I mean, once that happened?
Well, the original thing was high school is hell. And then it was like college is hell. And it was like, then she was working a minimum wage job. And I'm like, I guess maybe you can go with that. But it's like, all right.
Well, yeah. They gave it a fantastic ending because it was supposed to end. It was supposed to be this, the end of the series. It was being canceled. So they created a season. They gave it a fantastic ending. Mm-hmm. A meaningful ending.
You're talking when she died the first time.
Yeah.
Or died, period.
And then it just, well, sacrificed herself to save her sister, who wasn't even really her sister. It was just a fantastic premise to the show, right? And, but anyway, I just felt like after that, it kind of got just darker and darker and less fun to watch. You know, mm-hmm. I just kind of lost the fun element of it, that goofiness of it. And I hope that doesn't happen with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that it loses that goofy fun.
It slid almost to being, like, later, and then you had Angel, and then you really had the ethical, it's all gray, man.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, you got to work with evil to get greater good. And like, really, do you? Do you need to do
well,
that?
Well, that had its own payoff as well, though. I mean, they did pay that off in a way.
Yeah, so. They sort of did. But there was a lot of episodes. Okay, but we're going to. You know what? It's all on Netflix. Watch it yourself. See what
sure,
you think.
Sure, you don't need to watch it. I mean, you should watch Angel. I think it's a good series. But
I mean, to me,
like, it had a good ending.
What I liked about comics when I was growing up, without knowing it, was there were kind of good moral lessons to them. And nowadays, it feels like, and I don't want to be the nowadays guy. You know, it's like, oh, nowadays things are. But it feels like it's a lot more. You got to have a Wolverine on your team to kill people sometimes, because what are you going to do?
Yeah,
and that just doesn't feel like something that you need, really. Mm. Like it's what made him weird was he was the guy, and to be fair, he's just a dude with knives on his hands. You can see how he'd have to kill somebody. He doesn't have Storm's like weather powers.
Yeah.
He just has to get up close enough to you to stab you. And he fights Magneto, a guy that controls metal. Yes, if he gets a chance to kill a guy, he's got to. Yeah. He's got no choice. And he's short. And he's Canadian. He's got nothing going on. No. Fair enough. But it seems there's been a Wolverineization of, you know, the characters where, oh, that's cool, so now everyone's that.
Yeah.
Yet, the movies seem to have skipped over that nicely, where I like what they do with Captain America. Mm. He's corny, but in a good way.
Yeah.
I like what they do with Iron Man. You know, he's a rogue kind of guy, mm-hmm. but he...
With a heart of gold.
But with
a... Well, dilithium crystals or whatever they are.
And now it's just a heart.
It's an actual heart.
Well, you've seen the third movie, right?
I did. I don't remember that, actually.
Okay, well, that's... Some things happen.
I was there.
They wrap it all up in
there. I was kind of disappointed at the end of that film. I probably stopped paying attention because there's so many Iron Men flying around.
Yeah, they all blew up. And that was a bit of...
I lost my train of thought.
Here's a good rule of thumb. When you're relying too hard on your CGI at the end of your movie, watch out for that.
Look out.
Here's every action movie has to end, if you're going to do it right, not with a huge CGI budget. We're going to put that a little bit before... Two people. We need to pull it all in, everybody. Bring it down to two people, and let's deal with that. Be on a rooftop, in an office, in something, because we got to bring it in.
Yeah.
Bring it in. Oh, otherwise, we got some problems. And that movie was, unfortunately, 3,000 Iron Men flying and kids. It almost was like it was directed by a child who just grabbed all his Iron Man toys and just went, yeah, and just threw them all. Yeah. And like, film that. And I'm like, okay, son, you're the boss.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're watching, you're kind of thinking to yourself, is this the part where Shane Black lost control of the picture? Is this where they took it out of his hands?
But because they're based on these comic book characters, you're actually allowed to be a little corny in a way that you couldn't be in most other movies.
Yeah.
And yet in something like, you know, Avengers, where there you go, an incredibly successful movie, people want a little corn.
Yeah.
And I think that translated well to the TV show, to the point where some people were like, oh, look, that's just so corny and so hokey. It's like, yeah, but the movies are too, if you really look at them.
Yeah.
And now it seems like, all right, we're going to dark it up for you guys. We're going
to
dark it up.
We're going to listen to these complaints from a bunch of know-nothings, and we're going to go in this direction.
Yeah.
Dude.
Now, the other thing that might be happening, and again, this is me being Johnny Nerd, is they got a movie coming up, and it's a Captain America 2, and it's going to deal with a whole bunch of stuff with S.H.I.E.L.D., so maybe there's some setup to pay off with that.
Okay.
Or not. Who knows?
Who knows? When is the Captain America movie come out? I shouldn't have asked that.
I think next month.
Okay.
Yeah. I know some people who have seen it already and said it's great. So let me raise your expectations
way
high.
So they saw this on Pirate Bay? Is that where they...
They saw it on movie premiere because they're big shots.
Oh, okay.
That's
oh,
basically. That's, or in the comics good. Industry, and they're like, here, come on, take a look at this first and tweet about it.
Do okay. a lot of tweeting about it. I see. Well, we can do that. You know, we tweet. I tweet at least once a week, faithfully.
Well, here's the thing.
Usually about my cat.
I mean, the next movie is called The Winter Soldier, and you know the guy who created The Winter Soldier.
I do know him.
And that name is, I wish I knew who the Winter Brothers were. I could do a show.
Edgar Winter?
Edgar Winter. Damn it.
Johnny Winter.
I wish I knew both those names. Was able to pull them. No.
Oh, sorry.
But we know Ed Brubaker dropping a name. And you know what? Ed Brubaker drops names. So I'm going to drop a name to drop a name.
He knows Edgar Winter, actually.
Yeah, he's named after Edgar Winter.
Yeah, he's actually named after him.
His name used to be Winter Brubaker.
Winter Brubaker. Winter Loverboy Brubaker.
Nambla. But yeah, he did a storyline where he brought back an old character. I'm not going to say it in case you guys don't know what the plot of the movie is, because it's a bit of a spoiler for the movie.
He
brings back the Cookie Monster, who Captain America used to be partnered with in World War II before he had to deal with his cookie addiction.
Okay.
And they had to team up with Red Scully. Now, do you remember Scully, the Muppet from Sesame Street?
Yes, I do.
Then the Red Scully is a pretty good pull. I know. No one else will get that. Yep. But the Red Scully, and they had to fight against him. But he had to deal with this cookie monster, had to deal with his addiction. Anyway, there's a character he brought
back.
Scully
was kind of the pre-Elmo.
He was.
Yeah.
He brought back a character, and people went, what? You can't do that. But they did it. And now they're sort of basing this movie on it. So good for Ed. And if you look carefully in the trailer, Ed's in the trailer as well.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You see him, like, Captain America's lying down and Ed's on the left-hand side. Clearly Ed if you look.
Okay, I'll watch it.
And, we knew Ed from back when he used to do kind of alternative comics back in the day. He did a comic called Low Life.
Sure did.
And, it was good stuff.
We should try and get him on the show one time.
Okay, sounds good. He's not going to be at Emerald City, otherwise I would pester him.
Like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're born for. Mm-hmm. Pestering.
Pestering. It's always weird. We're going to Emerald, and it's always weird to like go, hey, you want to be on a... It just feels weird. Listen, if you listen to the... Because it's weird.
People like to do it. Do you know what people say after the show is over?
Who are you guys?
Everyone. No. Everyone says...
Thank you for the air conditioning.
No. that's
and
one
they also
they
go,
say.
Why are you staying at the W is what they say to you.
Yeah.
And you go, because it's the sexiest hotel.
The sexiest hotel.
And you know what? I still got it, buddy. I still got it. Well, and you rolled around on your waterbed.
I do the show in my Speedo, so that's...
Whenever you open the door, the James Bond theme has to go, ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-da-da. They actually do have a thing like that at the W in some places where when you open the door, your record player will start and will play some music for you that you want when you're coming in.
And then I don't think this is Seattle. It's more city.
Anyway, what do people say when we're done?
They say,
thank God.
That, and they also say, that was fun.
Oh, it is. But
everyone says
no
that.
One knows it's going to be fun until it's done.
Well, but
and Dave, let me tell
you. We don't sell it very well.
Well, yeah, of course we don't. But here's what happens like when you go on most podcasts. Mm-hmm. It's that. It's a snorer. Like, and I'm not going to say any of the ones I've done that have been like that.
Yeah.
But it's the truth, you know, sometimes, you know, they don't have any plan. Not that we have a plan. But, you know, they don't have a plan and then don't seem to go anywhere.
Why are you criticizing that?
I'm not criticizing. I'm criticizing it in that case. Of the ones.
And for us, it's just a sign of genius that we're able to, like, run in this direction.
No, it's
running with scissors.
It's a fluke that this works when it does. But it occasionally does. And thank you, listeners, for listening. But
patiently.
Like, whenever I listen to other podcasts, and there's great ones. And I've been on some great ones.
Yeah.
Let's go that.
Okay.
Other ones, I'm sitting across from the person and there's these enormous pauses.
Oh.
And just like, you can just tell they've run out of things to say.
Mm.
And it's just like, how hard is this? It's just having
impossible.
A damn conversation. Just how hard is it to talk?
Yeah.
But apparently it's quite hard to talk.
on your own show.
On your own show. Like if you have to, write down a little nini notes or something.
Hmm. Well, I hope we're being guests on a podcast next week.
Yes, so that's true.
I hope that goes well.
Should we say what the name of that podcast is?
Yeah, it's What Are You Gonna Do? With the host Stephen Hamm and Terry, whose name I can't remember. I'm sorry, Terry.
Okay.
Can't remember your last name.
Eggs.
Terry Eggs. Terry Boy Lover Eggs.
I was just going for ham and eggs. But yeah, if you want to once again throw the boy lover thing into it.
I can't resist it.
That's fine.
So they do a podcast called What Are You Gonna Do? Which is an interesting idea for a podcast because it's their thing is that, you know, they've reached a certain point in their lives and they feel like
where they have to do a podcast. We both know.
We both experienced that as well.
We're all relevant, right, guys? We're all relevant. We still have a thing to say?
Yeah, we have something to say.
Okay.
And they're kind of like, it's time, you know, you want to change your life, you want to do something different. What are you going to do? That's the question they ask in the show. Hey, before we have to go.
We don't for 15 minutes.
We don't have to leave for 15 minutes?
No.
Oh, well, I'll put this off till the very last minute.
No.
I was just going to bring up.
Oh, could I just say quick before you do that?
Oh, sure.
I will also be on another podcast shortly, which is the Caustic Soda one. I was supposed to be on that this week.
Yeah.
They did not get that venue locked down.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's going to be about 2 weeks from now. I'm going to record. Shortly after that, it'll be on the air.
So it's a live one.
It will be live, yes. Oh. It will be live at a local theater that used to be the Cosmic Zoo. It's now called...
Hennessy's.
It was called that even before that.
Oh, that's, okay.
Hey, yeah. Good on you. But it's called 7-Eleven or something. That sounds wrong.
There's a 7-Eleven down the street from it. You might be confusing
the two. It is the 7-Eleven. And then the thing is called 7-Eleven or something, too. And it's like, this could not be that's the worst
name.
Maybe it's
7th Heaven.
Something. It's something.
11th Heaven.
Anyway.
7-Eleven Heaven.
So I'm going to be doing the live show there. I'll tell you more information about that as we get closer.
Okay.
And once again, we're going to be recording.
You should also tell our listeners as well.
Yes, as well. I do. I don't talk to you aside from this. That's
true, actually.
Legally.
We sit and eat dinner totally silently because we're saving it all up for the show.
Tink, tink, tink.
If only that were true.
We look like, we look like that scene from Citizen Kane.
Yes.
And like as the podcast goes on, the table gets longer and longer.
Yeah.
As does this podcasting table.
It's now 40 feet long.
That's right.
Tink, and the tink, show tink, is longer
tink,
as well.
Tink, tink.
Yesterday, a former friend of the show and your sister-in-law, Vicky Van,
okay,
was looking for people to go to a movie with her. And it was down in the States, down in Bellingham, which is a town in the States close to us.
Now, normally what happens when you go to a movie there is you go with your daughters, don't realize it's R-rated, leave them out in the rain,
wasn't R-rated.
And then go in, enjoy the movie on your own.
Thanks.
Come out, go, hello?
Hello?
And then they come out from near the dumpster where they've been huddled for warmth.
In the rain.
And in the rain. Yeah. And they go, Papa, can we go home now? And back in the car they go.
Yes.
And then you explain the movie to them as you go home.
You missed me whipping them into the car.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Okay, but how was...
another way to get them in.
Tell me your adventures.
The thing was not that they was restricted. It was that they served alcohol in the theater, and so they weren't allowed in as they were underage.
Oh, because they're both alcoholics.
They're under 21.
Oh, okay.
Because it's America. America. And so...
Yeah, freedom of what?
Yeah. Huh?
Am I right?
Am I right?
Thanks a lot, Obama.
So Vicky invited us to this film. Well, we said we'd go if you wanted to go to the film.
Now, when you say us, that was?
My wife and I, Lisa and I.
Very good, who has also been on the show.
And former friend of the show.
I feel like we should, like in comics, have an asterisk and like, you might remember Lisa from episode Jolton Joe.
We could remember which episode that was.
Yeah, and then you're like, yeah, immediately.
Episode 80-something. We went, because we were going across the border to see a movie.
Right.
That seemed to be weird to people at the border. I don't know why. I got to the border.
Well, one, because you're being honest.
Oh, what am I supposed to say?
Honesty sounds weird at the border.
So I should say I'm going to get gas?
That sounds... Okay, that sounds kind of...
No, you don't want to say that. You want to be honest when you get to the border.
I know, but it sounds weird.
Always be honest.
I know, and that sounds weird. Honesty sounds weird.
A-B-H. Always be honest.
Right.
So I said to him, you know, I'm going to going down to Bellingham to see a movie. And he's like, you're going down to Bellingham to see a movie? Well, who just said that? And then he's like... What's the movie? I said, it's called A Field in England. He's like, what's it about? I had no idea because I'd asked Lisa what's it about, but she was kind of vague. She's kind of like, it's about a field in England? So then, so I turned to her and I said, what's it about? Well, then the guy got it. He goes, oh, taking one for the team, hey?
Yeah.
So I wasn't really, but then I was totally agreeable, right? Because this is your in.
Yeah, but you did it in the droopy voice.
That's
what's
right.
The film near?
That's right. Is it about bird books? So then I said to the guy, yeah, I'm taking one for the team. Ha ha. We had a good laugh. A couple of male chauvinist pigs.
I know. I was like, women, right?
Women. There's one right here beside me who I'm married to. I really love her, actually. Why am I doing this? But anyway.
No, wait a second. Are you playing you in that? Or has he got his wife in the booth?
His wife's with him as
his
well.
His whole family
his whole
is
family,
there.
His daughters were there, too. Because they could get in. There's no alcohol served at the border.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. It's only at the movie theaters you can't get into.
Oh, man, that'd be a good sitcom. Just a guy and his whole family living on the border, like letting people in. Ah, I like it.
So we went down to see the film.
Okay.
And Vicky wasn't there. That scared me. Because I was like, did we come all the way down here and she's not going to show up? That would be weird. But she came.
Okay.
So that was good. And then when the film...
She was editing a short film, actually, that I was in with her.
Yeah. And then when the film was over, I turned to Lisa and I said, never go see a film with a film student.
Because she did not care for it.
She did not care for it. She didn't care for it.
Oh, no, she did not like it.
Why did she want to go see it?
Oh, because she wanted to... Oh, well, one, she wanted to go to that theater to see what that theater was like.
It's a good theater. I like it.
Also, she heard some good stuff, I think, about the film.
Okay.
She said, like, Dave really liked it.
I did enjoy it, actually.
Yes, she did. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Confirmed.
Yeah.
But she herself just went, oh, did not.
I didn't think it was the greatest film ever made, but it was interesting.
Well, now when I saw
it. And I thought about it after. I thought, you know, what was I watching? Like, what happened? Why did he do that?
Okay. When I saw the trailer, I didn't go to see it because it looked creepy.
I didn't see the trailer.
It looked creepy. It looked like a bunch of people, black and white in a field, just going, we must dig. What? Dig for our freedom. Dig for what? Death is around us. Dig for the freedom. Digging. Why? We are forsaken. Yeah. What?
Because I decided after, when I was thinking about it, I thought, they're in hell.
The mud.
They're in hell.
Something like that.
It's some kind of thing like that. Because
that's what I expected. Hell or death or
I'm just going to spoil the film for people who haven't seen it. All sorry. Right. If you don't want to hear what happens, then turn off your thing. But let me just say before you turn off, it's a black and white British art film about people in the 17th century stuck in a field. That's it.
Done.
That's the
story. Sold in the room.
There's some stuff that happens, but
big
overall,
stars. Big stars.
No stars.
Dave?
There's no stars.
No
in the
stars.
Film.
Just no people stars. In a muddy field.
People in a muddy field.
In black and white.
Black and white movie, and it doesn't explain anything.
And the movie's called "I Dare You to Come" to this movie.
The movie brings ambiguity to a new level.
Bleeding Money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I did feel like I have to admit the one thing I didn't like about the film, because I'm not a huge fan of making a film and then not at least somehow. Getting the idea of it across to us. You know, like, I'm okay with it being, you know, kind of up in the air, maybe, or whatever, but I just, the whole ambiguity, like, just leaving with absolutely no concept of what...
What do you think?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah,
you want me to write the movie? Then get me in the Writers Union and give me a couple of bucks, and I'll write you an ending to this.
Okay,
thing.
Now I'm going to spoil the end of the film. So if you don't want to hear it, fast forward about a couple minutes. And,
okay.
Because the
Are
guy,
you ready for some ambiguity?
Are you ready? But no, what happens...
Are you? Are you ready for some ambiguity? I don't know. Maybe I'm not. I'm on the fence about it.
I don't know. So at the end of the film, after all this stuff happens, the character, he's got all these guns and the rifle and everything like that because it's during wartime.
Okay, we're in the war.
Yeah. It's like maybe it's during the British Civil War. I'm not too sure. The English Civil War. So he gets to this hedge because he came into this field through this hedgerow.
Okay.
So he's going to go back out. So he takes all his guns and leaves them on the ground. Right. And then he goes through the hedgerow.
Right.
And then on the other side and then you see him standing there. And then the camera goes to the opposite angle. And look, we had a straight on look at him. And the two other characters that he was with, who he buried on the other side, are with him.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, that's heaven. Like, he's passed through. He had to leave all his weapons behind to pass through into this other place.
Because God does not want you to have guns in heaven.
Yeah. There's no guns in heaven.
Nope.
Because, you know,
and that's
except for love guns.
And so all the cowboys just are standing outside going, I ain't going in.
I'm not going in there.
Not going.
Well, they're okay with leaving their guns behind.
Cowboys are?
Yeah, as long as you can hang the holsters and stuff up and they can take them when they leave.
You can't, you don't leave heaven, though, do you?
They don't know that. They're cowboys. They're not the brightest.
Shane, come back. I can't leave.
I can't. What are you saying? Can't hear you.
So you think some of the characters went to hell and some of the characters, or they were in hell?
I don't know if it was hell. It's hard to tell exactly, but I feel like, it's some kind of test.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And everyone passes in some way, except for a couple characters.
Who are bad,
yeah.
And they get buried.
And they...
In the mud.
They don't get buried, but they end up not so happy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because they're in black and white, and it's ambiguous.
They get their faces shot off from behind.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
Those guns were big in those days, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how powerful they
were. Do people bury them as well?
No. He just buries his friends.
Oh, good for him.
The people that, you know, that he cared for. He's not going to bury some guys he didn't like.
So
it's a lot of work.
So will you go see the sequel when it comes out?
What's that one called?
I Hate Mud Days.
What? Mud Days? That took a while for that.
Yeah.
What did your cats think of that one?
Well, they liked it because they like Garfield.
I accept your apology.
I'm trying to think if a cat would like lasagna. I guess if it was salty enough, they'd be fine.
Cats would be fine with lasagna.
Are cats okay eating tomatoes? Is that safe for a cat to eat a tomato?
Why not?
I don't think it can eat I think onions are bad for cats, now that I'm thinking about it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Because they don't digest them?
They don't digest them well. Okay. Yeah, you'll watch a cat poop out a whole onion. If you
the whole round onion?
Well, a strand
at
a time.
It actually recombines it inside itself?
No, it's like, if you ever seen the Play-Doh Fun Pump? It's like that, but slower and with more meowing.
Thanks for the visuals.
Okay, I'm
first. You say it, we picture it. You understand that, right?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I was going to say something with the cats. I say it, they spray it. I don't know why. Look, I'm very tired.
Yeah, we know.
Dave, I'm very, very tired.
I heard that. So when I came back, we came back across the border.
Okay.
And we got the same treatment. We're like, we went down to see a movie. You went down to see a movie? What, it's not playing up here? No, it's not playing up here. It was an art film. It was a British art film in black and white. And it made no sense.
And they said to you, smile, let's see the popcorn kernels in your teeth.
That's right. I did have a few. And but here's the thing I was thinking about. I remember we said to each, Lisa and I said to each other when we after we drove from the border, we both looked at each other and we said, you know, it's actually quicker for us to drive down to Bellingham to see a film than to drive into Vancouver.
Yeah.
At that time of the day. I mean, if we had to go there and wait for 20 minutes at the border, no, not faster. But, you know, we got there's maybe three cars in line. We got across. When we came back, there was no one there. Mm-hmm. The border guard was standing looking down the road for people. Seriously. And so, I mean, we just zipped right across. So it was fine.
Oh, that's a good lesson learned.
Yeah.
Did you get the schedule for that movie place?
No, but I'm gonna. It's online, I think.
Yeah, so I'll check it out.
Because they're playing, there's a Japanese directors. So there's an Osu film coming, which would be interesting to see. And then they're doing, and I can't remember what it was now, but there was a science fiction film. They have like a science fiction or science fiction film festival happening. And it was Silent Running. That'd be fun to see in the theater.
Cool. Now, is this the theater that's next to the Electricity Museum?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know where the Electricity Museum is.
I believe it's right next door to that theater.
I don't think it's that one. I know what you're talking about now. I know it's a different one.
Okay.
The theater beside the electrical thing.
Museum.
Was the one we couldn't take the girls into.
Oh, okay.
That's a bit of a fancier one. This one is basically, it's kind of located in one of those sort of art centers. You know, so there's like little theaters or studios in like a big building.
Oh, okay.
And so they have like this little box that they've installed seats in. And they're nice seats. They're in theater styles. You know, they're nice seats you get nowadays. And that's where the movie's played. So it's not a biggest place.
Pretty good. I'm going to say, Bellingham, pretty good.
Lovely.
You know, they got to your Ryan Stiles upfront theaters there.
Okay.
Really nice. You got a couple of now artsy theaters. You got an electricity museum.
Yeah.
What I always thought like with the theater next to the electricity museum is like, if the power ever goes out, you got all these generators. Old timey generators. You're always going to have some sort of power.
Sure.
Plug that all in and you're there.
Have the audience pedal.
Yeah. Or just rub their shoes on the carpet and start up the projector.
Everyone, grab a balloon.
Well, I say like it now because that's all going to be churches soon.
Yeah, that's right. It will be.
It's the creeping...
storefront churches.
God that's taking over everything.
The creeping God.
Creeping God.
Well, I don't mind the God part of it. I don't even mind churches. I just feel like, how many do we need?
There's
tons out there.
Enough for people to sit down, I guess.
Yeah, but...
Do you find like in your church, are there...
lots of room.
Is there... There's lots of room?
Yeah.
Oh, there you find then.
You got
a bouncer outside.
We're part of...
not holy enough. Get in.
We're part of so-called organized religion, so we're like on the downside of the
okay, Dave
movement.
Did one quote thing with his hand, which is weird. You got to really do quotations with both hands,
otherwise...
I think
you missed the other one because it was behind the computer.
All right, fair enough.
But yeah.
What kind of organized religion are you?
Disorganized. Okay. But we're part... But, you know, we're part of that, like, we're Anglican, you know, so we're part of, like, the old established churches. You know, they're all so dry and no one likes them and, you know, so those are the ones that are, like, on the down slope. Whereas the ones that are all charismatic and people yelling and in the crowd and throwing their hands up and saying amen and hallelujah and guys on stage, failed musicians on stage playing, you know, rock and roll Christian songs for their congregation, who they seriously refer to as their audience. I'm not joking. This is what they say.
That failed rock and roll musicians. Oh. If they're all going into church, who's going to become social studies teachers?
Exactly.
You know? That's where you do that.
I hear you. It's all changed now. It's all different, man. It's a different world out there. It's a bunch of guys up on stage playing for their audience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A little mosh pit down front.
Captive audience. Oh, it's terrible. I'm not a person who enjoys... I don't enjoy like just people making up stuff on the spot. Do you know what I mean? Like somebody just going up there, okay, we're just going to pray now. Oh, Lord. Thank you so much for, you know what I mean? And then this is made up on the spot and they're just talking and there's no like set thing where I just give some sort of response, you know, like when they finish the thing and then I say, oh man, or thanks be to God or whatever.
Right. Again, you know what I like saying at the end, which is, I'm going to hang up now and take my answer off the air.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And, amen. And then when people are like, And then there's that kind of show-offy element of it where people are like, you know, they're going to speak in tongues or they're going to stand up and
Do they really do that? Do they still speak in tongues? Is that a still thing?
There's still Pentecostal churches. And then, but even if it's not just that, even if it's just like standing up, the Spirit moves me to stand up and tell you all how much I'm enjoying this service today. God has called me to talk and blah, blah, blah.
Not for you. Don't like that.
I'm sitting there. It just reminds me of being in a philosophy class again at university where there's some dumb idiot who always wanted to talk, but they were the least interesting person on earth. Right. But man, do they ever want to tell you about themselves and all the great ideas that they had. Oh boy.
And now here comes our Christian improv group.
Exactly. Help. And then we got...
Can I get a commandment?
We got Timmy and Tommy, the Christian ventriloquist. Here is Tommy. Come on up on stage and tell everyone all about Noah's Ark. Come on up.
All right. Let me just say on that thing. Like often we've talked about the Christian Archie comics. Mm-hmm. All right. What I would like to advise people to do is if you want to read about Christian Archie comics, Cliff Nesterhoff is one of the best guys.
Yes, that's a great article.
Great stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, the second best thing I think Cliff has written, aside from interviews with old comedians, mm-hmm. which are great, is he has covered the Christian ventriloquist scene better than anyone else.
Oh, wow.
If you want to see some creepy puppets and lots of albums, man, there's a lot of Christian ventriloquists. Once again, albums. You don't really have to do it if you're an album. It's just one extra voice you have to do on an album. And then you have to take a picture with your puppet on the cover. And then you actually don't even have to bring the damn puppet
and it's not even
to
a
the
good
recording
picture.
Studio. Yeah. It's a bad picture.
It's a bad picture.
But these albums sell well enough.
Do they?
Well enough that there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
I think it's a case of where... It's just that weird thing about churches is that there's money there to do stuff like that, you know? Yeah. Like, oh, you know, George is a ventriloquist. We should, like, give him some money, and we'll put together we'll press some records, and we'll have some records, and we'll sell them, and blah, blah, blah. And so George gets a record made, because the church was nice, and they put some money in for him to make a record. They did that not just with ventriloquists, but there's tons of singing, like, you know, albums of family singing and stuff like that. Like, if you were really into that kind of stuff, you can make a ginormous record collection of, like, the most horrible garbage. But amongst that are some real jewels. Like, there are some actually really nice singer-songwriters. I have a collection. It's called Ladies of the Canyon. The title of the series is Wayfaring Strangers. This part of the series is called Ladies of the Canyon. And it's basically singer, like kind of completely unknown, very obscure singer-songwriters who are like influenced by, say, Joni Mitchell and Carole King or whatever, like that kind of style of singing. And but a lot of them were sang in their churches, and so the churches put together the money for them to make an album. Mm. And a lot of them are, you know, the songs that they collect, obviously, we're getting the cream of the crop. But you know, a lot of it's really good. So sometimes it was good. Sometimes you get Timmy and Tommy talking about Noah's Ark.
There you go.
It's pretty painful.
But if you want to, and I don't know where you'd find a reference to those good albums.
Yeah.
But if you want to find out the bad ones about ventriloquists, Cliff Nesterhoff, beware of the blog. Look it up online. Very good. And now, David, that brings us to a little past an hour.
Okay.
So we got to go to traffic and weather.
Traffic and weather, everybody.
Big Steve and the Wiz.
Big Steve. Big Steve is not available, as you know, because we're looking after his dog right now.
Oh, that is a real person in your life.
That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Big Steve can't be with us today. He is still in some legal difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
And so we still have his dog.
And to avoid trouble, he's living in a balloon over
the
city.
He's in a balloon over the city.
Because...
Hello, everyone.
That's right.
Looking down from here.
That's why he's doing traffic.
What I see.
That's why he's doing traffic. It makes sense.
It's 11 o'clock at night. The roads are quite clear. Actually, there's no congestion at all.
Because police have no jurisdiction over the sky.
Over the sky.
That's right. Unless they're sky cops.
That's right. Which is a thing.
It is a thing, I'm sure.
Unless they're sky wolves.
What? Okay, what's a sky wolf?
Wasn't that a show with a helicopter?
Airwolf, you're thinking about?
Fuck.
There we go. Anyway, I think that also might be the name of a podcasting network. Anyway.
Skywolf?
Okay. So, listen, we mentioned a couple of times there Dave's True Love, which is the Completely Beatles podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually, I'm in that show. He's cheating with me on me. So, you know what? It's like when you and your wife and you each wear wigs. It's good times, but there you go.
It's like when Lisa and I take our keys and put them in a bowl, and then we just take our keys out.
And then you go for a drive in separate
you
cars.
That's right. That's what happens. I went down to Bellingham to see a movie.
And she was there as well. And went, oh, what the?
What the? Yeah, what are you doing here?
Hi, hon.
Quit following me.
So, if you want to listen to Completely Beatles, why not do that? good times.
Yeah.
If you know, and normally I'd have a whole bunch of plugs here to do, but I've forgotten most of them because I'm tired. All I can remember is we're going to be at Emerald City Comic Con. We'll be wandering about. We'll be interviewing people there. Here in Vancouver, we're going to be at Van Calf. That's a thing happening. Kind of an alternative.
Happening in May.
In May. We're also going to be at Vancouver Fan Expo.
In April.
And that's going to be in April. We're going to be places. You'll come yeah, see us
come
and
see
say
us.
Hi.
Come see us and say
we
hi.
We enjoy your company and we like seeing you. If you want to write to us, sneakydragon.com is our website. You can post on our message board there or go to our Facebook page. There's ways there to email us. We always love hearing from you. If you want to give us a review on iTunes,
please do.
You can do that as well.
If you give us a review on iTunes, an angel gets its wings.
Wow. And then a movie theater gets taken over by a church.
By a church.
That's how it works.
Ringo. So,
what?
I meant bingo. I was getting completely Beatles show mixed up with this one.
Okay. Has anyone ever done Ringo Bingo and just all Beatles related things?
Probably.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
You got to like wear wigs and Beatle boots.
We have just copyrighted it.
Oh, good. All right. Yeah. We're going to make some money off this thing now.
Finally.
Now we're finally getting into the merchandise.
Yeah.
Well done. Oh, speaking of merchandise, we got shirts. Go to sneakydragon.com and check that out. Anyway, we always love hearing from you. I think that's it for us. I'm about to fall asleep on my feet. But Dave has to wrap this one up because Dave has to run every show now. And if he doesn't hit the switch and nothing happens. I've learned it. I've learned my lesson. So go ahead, Dave, wrap it up.
Thanks for listening, all you all. All you all? Makes sense. Please remember to attend the church of your choice, just not one that's taken over a local movie theater. And thank you very much for listening. And we will see you next week on Sneaky Dragon.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. It's an audio podcast.